When Argentinian composer Osvaldo Golahov recently brought his acclaimed new piece, Falling Out of Time, to Boston Symphony Hall, it was the end of a tour and the culmination of years of work. Osvaldo first read Israeli author David Grossman's incandescent bestseller, Falling Out of Time, 10 years ago. Grossman's son had been killed at war. He tells a story of a father so grieving the loss of a son that he begins walking to go there where his son is, while his broken-hearted wife watches, knowing it's a pilgrimage to nowhere. Soon, townspeople are walking with the man, all trying to go there where lost loved ones live. Osvaldo Golahov's life was interrupted by a deep depression. But then, in 2017, he began putting Falling Out of Time to music. How could someone fighting depression turn to this story?
Let's explore. Show me what you have.
Well, we visit Osvaldo at his home in Brookline, Massachusetts in 2019, when he was still writing this piece with members of the Silk Road Ensemble and singer Wu Tang.
Wu Tang, what does it sound like when you say something into the microphone?
Ba.
It's too loud.
Ba.
That's Silk Road's Jeremy Flower working on computerized feedback of Wu Tang, who sings largely in Hebrew, the part of the father.
I mean, we were going to try for the very, very first time one of the crazier numbers. The father plays this almost like a children's game. As long as I don't blink, I can empty my body, and my son can use my body as a house, and he can live the life that he didn't live.
Bo. Bo.
And he says, come, come. He's bo, bo, bo. Come, son, come, come. Come and live for me and love and betray and be betrayed and be brave and touch a woman and touch the head of a newborn baby unborn to you. And then he says, come, come, come. My eyelids are trembling. And then he says, no, don't come, because I don't want you to see with my own eyes what happened to you. And that's how it ends, the first half. That's only one part. One number. But we'll see.
Venezuela's Biela da Costa was singing the part of the grieving mother.
It's a different kind of pain. And we are trying to figure it out. The husband says, come with me. And she says, no, I would go with you to the end of the world, but I cannot go there because there doesn't exist. I beg you, don't go. Don't get out of the circle of light. Don't come. Come back. Come back to me, come back to us. And at the same time that the husband is singing, you were right, wife, there is no there. She says, go now, be like him. There will be peace for you and for him. Do you want to, let's go there, go now. Go now, eh?
Run from this depth of emotion. I understand you got a few pages in the book and you said, I have to do it.
Yeah, and of course, once I actually did start doing it, I wanted to run away. But it was too late. But how can this be compared to the people that have lived through this? And I personally know, I'm dedicating the piece to 7 couples that I know who lost children. And this is incredible. I mean, this one thing that David made me aware of is that there is not in Hebrew and not in English and not in Spanish, not a one word that describes this. You know, you cannot say widow, widower, orphan. This, you have to say what? Bereaved parent. It's, you know, even language fears.
So where language fails, music steps in.
This illusion that as long as I'm walking, I'm in motion, this particular boy is alive. It's a limping walk, and that took me a while to figure out. Musically speaking, it's very simple. That's a regular walk. I do 1, 2, 3, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 1, 2, 3, 1, 2, 3, 4. Do you mind if
no,
we
fasten it?
So it's really...
While you're bringing this up on the computer, I have to say that you're feeling your music physically.
Yeah, I do. I mean, that's what I always try to tell my students, that they teach you a lot about the pitch and the rhythms, right? But the music that I feel I came to the world to do comes from something that comes before music. Here will come the walk. 1, 2, 3, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 1, 2, 3, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. That's it. Now Wotan will come with the voice.
We huddle around computers, playing back demos, picturing a father limping in circles.
Here is just, you know, 1 foot lightly lifts from the earth, the other, and we are all walking together and nobody knows who is carrying whom.
How do you feel about your piece, Osvaldo Golahov?
I feel that I got this one.
Exactly.
You know? I mean, what I wanted to find, I found.
1 week later, Osvaldo Golahov and the full 13-member Silk Road Ensemble, musicians from around the world, premiere Falling Out of Time at College of the Holy Cross in Worcester, Massachusetts, where Osvaldo is a professor. Osvaldo tells me that years before David Grossman's book, he met a Jewish man in Israel named Ishtok Frankenthal, who lost a child in the conflicts there, and brought together Israelis and Palestinians who'd lost children.
And he told me the story of a man who had lost his son, and he would sleep on the grave of his son. Yitzhak decided that what he would do was to accompany this man, to just sleep with him until the man was able to leave the cemetery and go back to his home. And so that stayed with me. This idea of the father that loses a child and says, I have to go there. I also, with my music, have to go there.
Leah Hager-Cohen writes sort of a synopsis of the piece. And she pointed out, like the man Yitzhak Frankenthal, who goes to sit with the grieving father, like the townspeople who join the father, that you do the same thing. You accompany Grossman. There's the only thing you can do when somebody's had this loss is accompany them.
Right, right. That's what community is. And just be there. You don't have to say anything. But perhaps the only way of saying, please stay alive, you know.
Osvaldo Golahov back in 2019. And here, 2 weeks ago, he was surrounded by his community, friends gathered in a small room at Boston Symphony Hall, as his piece, Falling Out of Time, was performed with different and more musicians 10 years after he first dreamed of this project and at the end of the tour. What happens? Do you let this go?
Well, I wanted to do it at the end of the first page when the walking man says, I have to go there. I said, I have to go there myself. Then I had the depression. And then it was interesting that this piece that is so dark brought me out of this depression. So I think, well, it is beyond sad. But in real life, parents feel isolated. So saying, I see you, and not turning my head away, that is meaningful. And as a community to do it, the community of musicians, the community of the audience, to say, yes, we see you suffering this kind of grief.
We see you.
We see you. Mm-hmm.
The piece ends at Symphony Hall, as Osvaldo described it 4 years ago.
Near the end, after the realization that it is impossible to go, quote-unquote, there, to touch again what is gone, the voice of a boy appears, and the boy sings a lullaby to his parents. The boy sings, there is breath,
inside the pain. The child is singing to his own parents. I cannot think of anything more more terrifying in a way and more beautiful.
Yes, Nashima. Yes, Nashima. Yes, Nashima.
Composer Osvaldo Golahov. He received this ovation on stage with musicians after a performance of his Falling Out of Time at Boston Symphony Hall. For links to our past stories on the birth of this piece, go to hearnow.org.